Christ has come to us through Adolf Hitler. Those were the words of a German pastor, Hermann Gruner. And if you look a little bit at the time, it was pretty representative of the views of many. The idea was Germany was depleted and all the methods may not be something we would choose to do, but he was God's instrument, a messenger from Christ to rescue the nation. The loudest opposing voice was that of a man named Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He was an unlikely bold revolutionary and martyr. He was born in a wealthy family. His family was only nominally religious and certainly theologically liberal. At age 14, he declared that he would be a pastor, and his family was very upset and displeased. By age 26, he started a movement known as the Confessing Church, a network of believers who would oppose Adolf Hitler. At age 26, he had already graduated from college, received a seminary degree, and was a pastor and a seminary professor. And he led the opposition to Hitler. He ended up spending 2 years in prison. And in 1945, at age 39, he was hanged 1 month before Germany surrendered. Now, what's most interesting is that Bonhoeffer's most significant theological contribution was his emphasis on Christian community, the importance of the church. One thing that you'll note in church history that oftentimes things are worked out theologically in response to the challenges of the era, the period. And so Bonhoeffer's emphasis on the importance of real Christian community was because he believed that the Christian community had failed in Germany. And it had failed because it was superficial and artificial. What he knew was that the churches of his day often lacked was a real passionate love for one another. They gathered in churches, but not in terms of the community that the Bible calls us to. And that's the reason they were so quick to trust in government. And the same is true today. You show me any Christian community that is co-opted by any sense of political movements and will not speak prophetically to all, I will show you a community that is individualized. And in Germany, many of the Christian pastors and Christians even supported a leader like Hitler. See, here's the way it works. A lack of a real Christian community means you absorb into the culture around you and give it a little Christian veneer. The church is supposed to act as a counterculture in the world. A community that names a king that most others do not recognize. And therefore it shapes the way they view any other kings in the world. The ethics of Christianity are never the ethics of any world system. That's why Jesus keeps saying, "You have heard it said, but I say unto you." The counterculture is to bind believers together in allegiance to their king. In Bonhoeffer's work, Life Together, he writes, "Christianity means community through Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ. No Christian community is more or less than this. We belong to one another only through and in Jesus Christ.